Hey everybody, another Really Rony podcast where we do a five minute review. Pirates of the Caribbean
on Stranger Tides.
Yeah. It's like 11 something at night. I'm a little tired.
Yeah, I think we're both just a little bit
tired. So what did you think?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. But then I love the franchise to begin with, so I'm probably a little too biased. Mm-hmm. I really liked it.
Well, okay, go ahead.
There were a lot of good points to it. There were a lot of fun things in it. There were things that it was definitely different than the other three. I mean, first of all, Karen Orlando not in the movie, which everybody knows that. That's not a spoiler. And that was a little different because how he acted towards other people, that kind of was it was different than how he did with,
well, okay. All right. So Penelope Cruz was in this.
Yes.
I don't think she brought too much to it.
No, you know, it was okay. She was okay in the movie. She wasn't like super, I kind of almost would have expected a little more super hot, sexy, you know, mm-hmm. And I don't think she brought that. She really didn't. And I'm not interested in women, but she's a good actress, but she just wasn't like over the top.
I'm not going to address that at this point.
I know.
Ian McShane was in it.
I think
he was good, but it is kind of a little tired. There's all these bad pirates around, and now Barbossa, who was the bad pirate, is now kind of the good pirate.
Nah, he's not, though.
Well, okay.
I mean, so, and don't spoil anything, but I mean, so what I'm saying is, if you know your history, there were a lot of bad pirates.
Right.
And they haven't even touched on, like, some of the other ones.
But even in the story, it's kind of like, all right, anyway. But the thing I thought we saw tonight...
Yeah.
Was a bit of a rehash of a Raiders of the Lost Ark story, okay? And in a way, in a small way, it was kind of like the Last Crusade story. That's what I think.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Only because the Last Crusade was a ripoff of the original, quest for, eternal life, Fountain of Youth. Raiders or Last Crusade was the original ripoff. This isn't really a ripoff of Last Crusade. It's just an old story
Told. Now that I have just a few minutes here at the end, I just want to say the one thing I'm extremely proud of, and atheists and agnostics, just tune me out for a minute. I am so happy for the first time in a long time. A religious person was actually a kind, good person.
Yeah.
I was blown away.
Yeah, I really did like that. The character's name is Philip, and he was wonderful. Loved him. Thought he was awesome. And I liked him for a lot of reasons, but I liked him for his bravery. I liked him for his kindness and his compassion. He was just, he was a great character. I really liked
him. But the thing even more than that is... They sort of made fun of him. Yeah, they tied him up and all this.
Sure.
But I think they appreciated what he brought to it. And I really think, and I'm not trying to overthink it, but I'm just saying what I feel is that hopefully will resonate today.
Yeah.
Because, people of faith, a lot of people, some people are kooky, right?
But yeah, I think
The
Light of Tomorrow.
Right. But I think that, just in light of that script, I was very, very encouraged.
Yeah.
That somebody took the time and said, you know what? Let's put this character in and let's make him a good character. Let's make him, an honest character and all this kind of stuff. And I really, really was impressed with it, and I think it was great. So
me too. I liked it.
Anyway,
it a lot. And of course,
lot of action, a lot of great sword fights.
There's
a lot of great chase scenes and all this kind of stuff.
Sure.
They shot in some spots where Lost was shot, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And Johnny Depp is amazing, as usual.
Okay, that's it. We'll see you.
Go see it.
Bye.